If you could use a blood test to find out if you're at risk of dying in the next 10 years, would you have it? A team of international researchers is edging closer to devising a test like that, which would use a person's metabolism to predict the likelihood of dying. Scientists hope by peering into the crystal ball, it could lead to earlier treatment, but there is concern the information could do more harm than good. Gavin Coote reports.
A recent health scare had semi-retired Sydney tradesman Dennis thinking about life and death.
We're all aware that we only have, you know, it's a finite life that we have.
But he's not sure he'd like to have a blood test, which could give a long-term prediction of when he might die.
I mean, just recently I faced major surgery and there was a prospect of getting a new use-by date and I wasn't sure that I really wanted to know what that was.
But that's exactly what might soon be possible. New research has scientists on the cusp of developing a blood test that might be able to predict someone's death 5 to 10 years in advance. Engineering student Will, who's in his 30s, already reckons he knows he's got another 30 to 40 years to live.
Unless, say, I smoke too much, maybe kill me soon. I don't know, but yeah.
If you had a test that told you that you were not going to live past 5 years, is that something you'd want to know?
Oh, I don't want to know that.
See, so better not to know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If once I know, maybe I'm not happy no more.
At the moment, if you've got terminal cancer or heart disease, doctors can often estimate when you have less than a year to live, but there's currently no way of predicting death in the longer term. However, some Australian and Dutch researchers think they're close.
Our research was aimed to find factors in blood that can help indicating this kind of vulnerability. And in order to find such factors, we related that to mortality.
For the past 17 years, Leiden University Professor of Molecular Epidemiology, Alina Schlackbaum, and her colleagues have been studying 44,000 people between the ages of 18 and 109. They found 14 biological markers that were linked with the death of 5,500 of those patients. And those markers mean a simple blood test might be possible to predict death 5 to 10 years in advance. But others say caution is needed. Wendy Benithan is an expert in health, law and ethics at Bond University in Queensland.
Certainly you could understand particularly organisations such as life insurers being interested in the outcomes of studies of this type, because what it does do is identifies a number of predictors of someone's mortality.
But former Disability Discrimination Commissioner Graeme Innes is confident current laws would provide adequate privacy protections.
I guess they should be aware of where that test result is going. That would be the precaution that I'd be taking if I was going to have a test like that.
So who would take a test like this? Sydney fashion student Holly admits she's a bit curious about how long she's got to live, but thinks perhaps it's better not to know.
Yeah, I think I'd like to keep it a surprise.
You dread what few days you have left.
Yeah, exactly. If I don't know, I think I could spend my time a little bit more wisely rather than actually worrying about it.
That's student Holly, ending Gavin Coote's report, and the study's been published in the journal Nature Communications.